各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace over brothers and sisters.
我们来翻开圣经箴言的三十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
我们把红线夹在箴言三十章。
We could put a bookmark here on Proverbs 30.
箴言三十章。
Proverbs chapter
30. 三十章的第二十四节。
Verse 24.
三十章二十四节。
30:24.
地上有四样小物，却甚聪明。圣经上给我们介绍，地上有四种小动物很聪明。
And here this verse tells us there are four things that are exceedingly wise.
其实我们人类常常从动物得到启发。
And oftentimes we receive inspirations from animals.
我们的飞机能够造出来，是因为看到鸟在空中飞是多么的美好。
We're able to create the airplane because we saw how wonderful it was for the birds to fly in the air.
我们的潜水艇的制造从鱼得到灵感。
And we create a submarine from the inspiration of fish.
你知道那个猫头鹰有一只翎毛让它在夜间抓老鼠的时候呢，那只羽毛让它飞翔的时候没有发出声音来。
And the owls at night when they're hunting, they have feathers that will allow them to fly silently.
那今天我们的飞机那么吵哈，我们的智慧还没有那种猫头鹰那一只羽毛的智慧。
And today our planes are very noisy, and our wisdom has not exceeded the wisdom of the feathers on the owls.
所以我们神的智慧可以从圣经上来学。也可以从这个大自然来学。
And so we can learn the wisdom of the Lord from the Bible and also from nature.
所以今天下午我们从这四种小动物来学习聪明。
And so today we'd like to learn from these four creatures and from in their wisdom.
我们从他们来学要造屋在磐石上面。
And we will learn from them that we need to build our house on the rock.
学他们能够在夏天聚粮食。
And that they can gather their food in the summer.
学他们懂得分工合作，分队而出。
And to learn from them to work together.
学他们能够住在王宫，得到保护。
And to learn from them to live in the palace and to be protected.
我们现在就来看一点点来学哈。箴言三十章的二十六节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 30 verse 26.
三十章二十六节。
Chapter 30 verse 26.
二十六节，沙帆是软弱之肋，却在磐石中造幌。沙帆它是一种像兔子一样的动物。
And the rock badger is an animal that's like a rabbit.
沙帆是希伯来话，它的意思就是隐藏者。
And the rock badgers in Hebrew means that this is one who is hidden.
因为它个性非常的害臊。遇到危险马上会躲到磐石里面去。
And because they're very shy, so when they encounter danger, they will hide in the rocks.
这个长得像兔子，但是它的脚呢是有蹄的，所以又叫蹄兔它就是这种沙帆又叫蹄兔。
And these rock badgers, they appear to be like rabbits, but they have hoofs on their foot. So they're called they also call rabbits with hoofs.
虽然他们跑起来没有像野兔子那么快
although they do not run as fast as the wild rabbits
但是呢他们一到猎人一来他马上躲到他们在磐石中所造的房子里面
but when they encounter hunters they will run to their homes that they built in the rock
那我们从他们学聪明我们的住家也要是一个安全磐石的稳固的住家
And to learn from their wisdom Our home must also be a secure and safe place
我们来参考撒母耳记下第五章
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5
撒母耳记下第五章是记载大卫攻取了锡安的一个宝藏
And 2 Samuel chapter 5 records David winning a battle at Zion
那个地方非常难攻取所以他们说呢用瞎子跟瘸子来看守那个地方敌人也没有办法打进来。
And that place was very secure, and they said even if it's guarded with the blind and lame, the enemies cannot penetrate.
但是大卫有神的聪明他们从水沟上去 终于攻取了这个城市。
But David has the wisdom of the Lord, and they went up through the trenches and were able to conquer the city.
那攻取了这城市, 大卫做了什么事情呢?
And after they conquered the city, what did David do?
我们来看撒母耳记下第五章的第七节。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 7.
到第九节。
To verse 9.
五章七到九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
然而大卫攻取锡安的宝藏, 就是大卫的城, 第八节。
Verse 8.
当日大卫说, 谁攻打耶布斯人，当上水沟攻打我心里所恨恶的瘸子、瞎子。从此有俗语说，在那里有瞎子、瘸子，他不能进屋子。第九节。大卫住在宝藏里，给宝藏起名叫大卫城。大卫又从米罗以里周围筑墙。我们看到。
大卫啊，一直让他所住的地方啊，坚固起来。And here we see David continue to build up his home.
所以今天我们住的地方呢，也要注意它的安全性。
And so today where we dwell, we must also be mindful of its security.
我们都知道耶伯的十个孩子怎么死的。
And we know how the 10 sons of Job died.
是旷野起的狂风啊，吹到他们家的房子四角一倒，房子一倒。
And there was a great wind from the desert that blew out the corner of the houses, and the house collapsed onto his sons.
你知道最近智利大地震跟海地大地震啊，智利死了大概几千人，海地死了二十几万人。
And we know that there was a great earthquake recently in Chile and Haiti. In Chile, thousands of people died, but in Haiti, hundreds of thousands of people died.
那为什么海地的地震没有智利那么大，可是死的人却多这么多倍呢？
Why is it that the Haiti earthquake was not as big as the one in Chile, but they have so many more people who died?
因为在海地的全国家里面，只有三栋建筑物是根据这个防震措施的code来建筑的。
Because in Haiti, there's only three buildings that has been built according to the earthquake code.
所以他们没有从沙番学智慧啊，这个地震一来啊，好多人死在里面。
So this is not learned from the wisdom of the rock badger. So when the earthquake came, many people died.
最近天灾人祸越来越多。
And nowadays there are many more disasters and troubles.
前几个月啊，在东部有 Irene 的台风，小弟刚好住在那里。
And a few months ago, in the East Coast, there was the Hurricane Irene, and I was living there at the time.
台风的隔天啊，小弟想开车子出去啊，根本没有办法开几条街就要回头。
And after the hurricane, the day after hurricane, I tried to drive out, but I could not, so I had to turn back.
很多地方淹水，很多大树都把房子屋顶打了几个洞。
And there are many places that are flooded, and trees that have fallen on the roofs of houses.
很多地方都断水断电。
Many places do not have water or electricity.
所以我们从沙番学习，我们的住家环境也要特别在这个时候要去注意。
And so we need to learn from the rock badgers and be aware of our living spaces.
那其实我们还有另外房子啊，就是我们的信仰像一个属灵的房子一样。
And we have another house, and that is our faith is like the spiritual house.
哥林多前书第三章，使徒跟我们讲，我们就是主所建造的房子。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us that we are the house built by the Lord.
那保罗说呢，那些工人来建造在这个耶稣基督的根基上，必须要用金银宝石，不可以用草木禾秸来建造这个房子。
And it says that the apostles, when they build up the house on the foundation of the Lord Jesus, they need to build it with gold and silver and not rocks and hay.
因为将来有火要出现啊，来考验你这个房子的工程啊。
And because in the future there will be a fire to test the construction of this house.
所以我们这个信仰的房子啊，真的也要学撒欢呢，让它建立在磐石里面。 在一个很好的根基上面。
And so we need to learn from the rock badgers and build our house of faith on a very firm foundation.
我们来看耶稣基督怎么教导我们的。
Let's learn what the Lord Jesus has taught us.
马太福音7章24节到28节。
Let's read Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 28.
马太福音7章24节到28节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 28.
24到28，所以凡听见我这话去行的。 好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，25节。雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上，26节。凡听见我这话不去行的， 好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上，二十七，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很厉害。很多人来受洗，又离开了真耶稣教会。
And many people came to be baptized, but left the True Jesus Church.
很多人来受洗，可是在后的在前啊，在后的变成在前面，因为他们信仰的根基建立得很稳固。
And many people were baptized, but the last will be the first because their the foundation of their faith.
那差别在哪里呢
？And what is the difference between these?
耶稣说，因为有些人听到道理啊，就去把它实行出来。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Those are some people who hear and they do the words of the Lord."
啊，当我们听到很多道理，如果你不做啊，啊，等于好像没有听一样啊。
If you hear the sayings but do not do them, this is like not hearing it.
啊，因为你如果去把道理行出来，你就对这个又真又活的神有一个体验。原来啊，这些道理对我是有帮助的。
Because if you practice the words and you have the experience of the Lord, and you will find that these words are helpful to you.
啊，这个道理不是用来捆绑我的，原来这个道理是让我走得很宽广的。
And these words are not to bound me, but to allow me to be freed.
啊，所以我们现在要教会啊，不是说你道理听多少很重要，而是。你道理行多少，这个是更重要的。
So when we come to church, it's not important how much you hear, but it's more important how much you do.
啊，我们的信仰哦，不是礼拜六的事情啦。
And our faith is not just a matter of Sabbath.
我们的信仰哦，不是教会里面的事情啦。
And our faith is not just a matter within the church.
我们的信仰是啊，每一天在我们的工作场所，在我们的家里面，在我们的学校里面，你要把它做出来。
And our faith is a matter of our family, in our school, in our work, and how we practice it.
那你一做之后呢，就会知道，原来我抓住这个应许，我遵守这个教训，哎，我怎么从这个？当中呢，体会到耶稣基督跟我同在。
And when you do that, you will experience how the Lord is with you.
那这样子的话呢，以后再大的困难来，你都会觉得说，哎，这个神不是一个理论的神哦，真的我摸过哦，我看过哦，我体验过哦。
So later on, when you will feel that this Lord is not just a theoretical God, but one you have felt and experienced.
我们做父母亲的啊，当我们的孩子离开我们的身边，我们都非常担心他们的生活，他们的信仰。
And being parents, when our children leave us, we'll worry about their lives and their faith.
常常在他离开你的时候，你才发觉到说，担心到说，哎，不晓得他离开我之后会不会继续过着敬虔的生活呢？还是就跟外邦人一样哦，就随流失去了呢？
And oftentimes after they leave you, you would think to yourself and worry whether or not they would continue on their path of faith.
因为你会知道，真的啊，当他没有你的陪伴的时候呢？常常经不起那个雨淋啊，从上面来的试炼，从人来的考验，从魔鬼来的一个拉拔。
And oftentimes after they leave you, you will find that they can't withstand the trials from above and the persecution from below.
所以真的我们要祷告，要让我们的孩子在跟我们在一起的时候呢，他真的有行道，有体验到神的经历，那么他信仰就真的。建立在磐石上面了。
And if our children have has a great faith, then their faith will be truly built on the rock.
一个学校里的学生啊，他们的读的书需要实习呀，哈，需要有一些实习的工作。
Their students in a certain school, what they learn must be practiced.
这个实习啊，他们说能够得到实习机会啊，如果你参加一些，他们叫 fraternity 哈。参加一些那种外面的一些 club、哦、很多学长学姐，你建立一些、social networking 一些人际关系啊，那你以后找工作就变得比较好找。
And they find that if they join certain clubs or fraternities, they will have more opportunities to find jobs and practical training.
那当然有些社团是相当正当的，但是也有听到说像 fraternity 有一些 fraternity 呢。他们是比较野性一点的哈。
And of course, there are some clubs that are more upright, and there are also some clubs like fraternities that are more wild.
那你为了前途，你就会选择，到底你要花时间在这种人际关系的建立上面 ，fraternity 的这种参加呢，或者是你要花更多时间在教会的服事上面，因为你一个人不能有两种，没有办法抽出两种时间来啊。
And for your future, you will need to determine whether or not you want to build up the relationship with the fraternities and clubs, or on your faith.
那你看到那个孩子，如果他真的 能够在礼拜六不参加那种活动，能够听神的话来到神面前守诫命。
And if your child can listen to the words of the Lord and come before him on Sabbath and not during the club,
他会知道后来神没有亏待他。
They will find that the Lord will not treat them
wrongly. 原来神祝福他的比他自己建立的说不定还容易一点。
And what the Lord blessed them with may be better than what they build up themselves.
你就会知道真的他能够守道理，他的信仰就建在磐石上面哦。
Then they would feel that they could hold on to the truth and their faith will be built on the rock.
这是我们从沙番来得学习的智慧。
And this is what the wisdom we'll learn from the rock badgers.
我们再看箴言三十章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 30.
箴言三十章的二十五节。
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 25.
三十章二十五节。
Chapter 30 verse 25.
蚂蚁是无力之类，却在夏天预备粮食。在夏天你常看到你们家屋子里面屋子外面很多蚂蚁啊。
In the summertime, you'll see that outside your house and inside your house, there are many ants.
圣经讲他们是无力的之类啦，真的，你一脚可以踹死好多蚂蚁的。
And the Bible says they are not strong, and it's true, you can kill many of them with one step.
但是他们很聪明哦，他们懂得在夏天呢收集粮食。
But they're wise, they know how to gather food in the summer.
所以圣经上跟我们讲，懒惰的人啊，你要去查看蚂蚁的动作，你就可以得到智慧。
And so the Bible tells us, for those who are lazy, they need to study the ants so they can receive wisdom.
这个小朋友的童话故事里面有一个蚂蚁跟蚱蜢跟那个蚱蜢的故事。
In the children's fables, there are the story of the ants and the grasshopper.
提到蚂蚁真的很勤劳，但是蚱蜢呢，夏天就是唱歌快乐，反正到处都是吃的嘛。
And the ants work very hard, but the grasshopper enjoy themselves during the summer because there's plenty of food.
冬天来了。
When the winter came.
遍地都是雪，都是冰冷。
And the earth was covered with snow.
蚱蜢找不到东西，就死在寒冷里面了。
And the grasshopper did not have food to eat, so they died.
蚂蚁还可以度过这个寒冷的冬天呢。
And the ants were able to survive the winter.
所以当我们看到蚂蚁，我们就学习到我们在生活当中，我们要懂得能够未雨绸缪，就是要准备那个 raining day 那个下雨的日子来到。
And so when we see the ants, we will learn that we need to save for the rainy day.
尤其在好日子的时候，你一定要想到有一天呢，可能不好的日子会来到啊。
Especially in your times of prosperity, you must think that maybe one day where there will be, you will not be.
所以要把握机会去收藏啊。
So you need to grasp onto the opportunity and save.
你看在约瑟的时代圣经上讲他们有七年的丰年，接下来是七年的荒年。
And in the times of Joseph, they had 7 years of harvest and 7 years of famine.
那在丰年的时候呢，大卫就懂得到处设仓库，到处集粮，把粮食集在仓库里面。
And during the 7 years of harvest, David knew to build up the silos and store the food.
那荒年两年之后，大家都没东西吃了。
And after the famine came, people had no food to eat.
他就把粮仓打开。
Then he opened up the silos.
卖粮，把那个全国的金跟银都送给法老了。
And he was able to sell the food and gave all the gold and silver.
那真的很厉害的，在七年当中他为法老赚了金银，还有他们的田地，还有他们的牛驴羊，甚至把埃及所有的人都变成法老的奴隶了。你看这个，他懂得在夏天收藏的这个力量，到最后是何等的大。
And in the 7 years of famine, he was able to gather all the gold and the land and turn everyone in Egypt into the slaves of Pharaoh.
所以今天我们要懂得真的有好时光，也有不好的时光啊。
So today we need to understand there are good times and there are bad times.
我请问大家我们的先祖哪一代人没有遇过饥荒？
And I would like to ask everyone, our ancestors, is there a generation who did not have famines?
每一代人都有饥荒的时候。
And every generation had its famines.
亚伯拉罕遇过饥荒。
Abraham had encountered famine.
以撒遇过饥荒。
Isaac encountered famine.
雅各跟他的儿子同时遇到饥荒。
And Jacob and his sons encountered famine.
这告诉我们，在你这个时代，你这一辈子，你可能也会遇到饥荒。
It tells us that in your time, in your generation, you might encounter famine.
如果你是60年代生的，如果在这个国家，你就遇到一个叫做 Great Recession, 一个大萧条的时期在美国一个大萧条
And if you were born in the 60s, you will have encountered the Great Recession.
那我们这几年，我们说这是在美国历史以来第二个大萧条的时期。
And we say that these past few years was the second Great Recession.
最近有人说，现在有一种很可能在十年之内可能还有一种很难起来的持续的萧条时期。
And some people say that in the next decade, there will be a continual recession that we cannot get out of.
所以这个都让我们学习啊，这个日光之下没有新鲜事啊，好时光的时候呢，我们人要懂得来收藏。
So this tells us that under the sun, there is nothing new. In our good times, we must learn to save.
小弟去阿根廷啊，遇到那边的做超市的弟兄姐妹。
And when I went to Argentina, I encountered brothers and sisters who were in the supermarket business.
他们说阿根廷什么都不好，但是赚钱最好。
And they said that there's nothing good in Argentina except to earn money.
因为他们在那边有很多的机会。
Because they have many opportunities.
那为什么他们生意这么好做呢？
Why is it that their business was so good?
因为在南美的民族，他们比较喜欢唱歌跳舞哈，比较乐天啊。
And because in the South American culture, they like to sing and dance, and they're more optimistic.
所以有时候有十块钱呢、啊，会花十一块钱呢、啊。
So sometimes when they have $10, they will spend $11.
这个，所以你看到在南美有些地方啊，真的穷跟富有的差距很大。
And so in South America, you can see that the divide between the poor and the rich is very great.
所以我们也要懂得像蚂蚁一样在夏天呢、啊，能够聚集粮食，未雨绸缪。
And so we need to learn from the ants and store the food in the summer.
那不只是地上的粮食要这样子啊，这个属灵的粮食，我们也要懂得未雨绸缪。
And not only in the we need to store the food of the earth, but we also need to store our spiritual food.
我们来看希伯来书三章的十三节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13.
三章十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 13.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们要趁着有今日我们要好好的来学习神的话，彼此相劝。
We need to, while there is still a today, to learn the words of the Lord and encourage one another.
将来啊，就不会被罪迷惑，然后心里就刚硬了。
So we will not be deceived by sin and our hearts be hardened.
我们今天来聚会，听到道理。你今天还健康，你可以读圣经，可以祷告，可以听道理。你要多收集一点道理在你心里面。
And today, while we're still healthy, we're able to read the Bible and listen to the sermons. We need to store more words of the Lord in our hearts.
因为道理是我们心里面的力量。
Because the words are the strength of our hearts.
真的啊，我们的人生有可能会遇到属灵的饥荒哈，你没有粮食可以拿的时候。
And in our life, we may encounter a spiritual famine when we have no spiritual food.
人生有几个阶段啊，你一定是只好依赖你过去所收集的这些灵粮啊，没有办法再做什么。
And there are a few stages in life that where you must depend on the spiritual food you have stored up.
比如说你生病的时候。
For example, when you are sick.
小弟这次在佛罗里达生了病。
And I was sick while I was in Florida.
有天晚上真的觉得很痛苦啊，觉得那个晚上过不了了，度不了那个晚上啊。
And there was one night where I felt so horrible, I felt that I could not make it through the night.
我都把遗嘱都准备好了。
And I had prepared my will.
那我在想，我这个时候怎么样能够让我自己能够安静下来呢？能够心里在痛苦当中可以有那种力量呢？
And so I thought to myself, how can I quiet myself down and receive strength?
因为你那时候肉体很痛苦啊，你根本没有力量再爬起来读圣经啊，没有力量。
Because at the time I was in great physical pain, so I had no strength to pick up the Bible and read it.
旁边也没有人说，不然你拜托你放个圣乐给我听，或是放个这个福音卡带给我听啊，旁边没人啊。
And there was no one beside me that I can ask them to play a hymn for me or to play a sermon for me.
那我在那个时候就想到有个传道人哦，他在生病最严重的时候呢，他就开始心里唱诗歌啊。
And I remember at the time, there was a preacher who starts to sing hymns when he was in great illness.
所以呢，小弟就在心里面唱不出口啊，就一直哼啊，我背过的，我会背的诗歌呢，就一首接着一首啊，就在那边哼那个诗歌的词句啊。
And I started to hum all of the hymns that I could remember.
我知道真的感谢主哦，你虽然不是唱出口，但是那个旋律那个词句哦，就能够陪伴小弟在肉体最辛苦的时候呢，给我一个很深的力量跟平安。
And although I was not able to sing the hymns aloud, but the melody and the lyrics in my heart was able to give me peace.
那这个就是我们有时候你到冬信仰的冬天哦，就是你没有办法再去收取粮食，那个时候你储存的成为你心中的力量啊。
Yeah, so this is a spiritual winter when you're not able to gather more food, so you need to recall the food that he has stored.
我们仔细观察，有时候到年纪大的时候哦，你眼睛昏花，耳朵也听不到，听不太清楚。
And we'll notice that once we age, our vision will start to go, and our hearing will also start to go.
我们常常是依赖着我们以前所收集的那些神的话啊，成为我们心中的力量啊。
And we often rely on the words that we have stored in our hearts to be our strength.
啊，在新加坡有位执事啊，他眼睛啊是极度的重视，他几乎是可以说是看不到的了。
And there is a deacon in Singapore. He is practically blind.
啊，但是呢，他还是啊，常常啊，在他们的教会啊，领会。
But he still often lead the sermons in the church.
他怎么样有办法领会呢？他就是在家里面呢，靠着他太太读圣经给他听，然后他就把圣经背起来。And
he was able to lead sermons because he asked his wife to read the Bible to him, and he memorized the Bible.
啊，坐在台上，他不是念圣经啊，他是背圣经啊。And
when he's on the pulpit, he's not reading the Bible, but he's actually memorizing.
所以你注意到人生啊，有一些阶段啊，你真的。 想要再收集粮食，就变成更大的困难了。And
so you'll find that in some stages of your life, it will be very difficult for you to gather spiritual food.
小弟去阿根廷访问一个家庭。And
when I was in Argentina, I visited a family.
一个姐妹跟我讲她的一个故事。And
a sister told me her story.
她说呢，我礼拜六啊，从我这个超市啊，从我家这个地方呢，到教会啊。 坐一趟公车要一个半小时才能够到教会。And
she said from her home to the church, she needs to take an hour and a half bus ride.
那回去就要来回就要三个小时。And
a round trip will be 3 hours.
可是呢，在教会呢，从开始到结束最长也不过一个半小时。And
from the beginning to the end at church is about an hour and a half.
然后有时候都不想为什么，我为什么要花一倍的时间在路上都在浪费时间，但是只有花一个半小时在会堂，可是我为什么？ 礼拜六到了，我还想要继续来教会呢。And
so she often wonders to herself why she spends 3 hours to go to a sermon for 1.5 hours, and she still goes every week.
你知道他们人在国外哈，就是很打拼事业啊，那这人生的阶段就是那个事业变成很重要的一个时段了。And
when they're in a foreign land, their business become a very important part of their life.
那就是平常他们以前他们在大陆里面呐，所收集到的灵粮，感受到神的爱。 在异地他乡成为一种力量，让他觉得虽然这么辛苦，还是要回到神的家。And
because the food that they have stored up in China, they were able to use it in this foreign land, so they still feel that they need to return to the house of God.
所以今天我们要趁着还是夏天的时候呢，我们要懂得来收集灵粮。And
so today, while it's still summer, we need to learn to store the spiritual food.
我们再来从第三种动物的聪明。And
let's learn from the wisdom of the third creature.
我们看箴言30章的27节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27.
箴言30章27节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 27.
蝗虫没有君王，却昏对而出。 这边告诉我们，蝗虫也是很聪明。And
here it tells us the locusts also are wise.
一只蝗虫，你一下子就可以把它给杀了，真的。And
you could kill a locust very easily.
那蝗虫很聪明，它一来就来上万只的，所以那个农夫看到蝗灾一来，哇，不得了，这个伤害太大。And
so when the locusts travel, they travel in thousands. So when the farmers see them, they will expect great damages.
出埃及记第10章谈到那个蝗虫一来啊。 遍地都是黑暗的，那整个一来呢，这个整个地上都是蝗虫啊。那蝗虫一过呢，他说所有绿色的、青的，通通不见了。In
Exodus chapter 10 says, when the locust came, the skies were dark, and once they left, all of the greens were gone.
真的很奇妙，他们没有君王，没有一个人发号施令啊，他们懂得互助合作来生存呐。And
it's very miraculous that they don't have a king, but they know how to work with one another.
所以今天我们在生活上面，尤其在这个时代，我们要懂得分工合作。And
so today, we need to learn how to work with one another.
我们看撒母耳记下第10章。Let's
turn to 2 Samuel chapter 10.
撒母耳记下第10章是记载 以色列的一对兄弟啊，啊在跟啊敌人打仗。
In 2 Samuel chapter 10 records a brother, two brothers in Israel that were in battle.
啊，他们也懂得分队啊，啊分工合作。
They know how to divide their work and work together.
啊，我们来看撒母耳记下第十章的第十一节、十二节。
In 2 Samuel chapter 10 verse 11 and 12.
撒母耳记下第十章十一节、十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
约押对亚比斯说：“亚兰人若强过我，你就来帮助我；亚门人若强过你，我就去帮助你。”十二节。
Verse 12.
我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。愿主凭他的意志而行。哦，他们懂得啊，分队来对抗敌人的侵入。
And they know how to divide their team so that they could fight the enemy.
啊，并且懂得合作，当他们一个输了啊，另外一个就会过来帮忙啊。
They know how to work together so that when one is in trouble, the other will help.
在这个时代哈，你发觉到不跟人家合作，你很难生存了，真的。
In these times, we will find that it's very difficult to survive without working with another person.
你看，如果你用过 Google Doc 或者是 Dropbox 哈，这些软体啊。它都有一个功能，就是呢，啊，不同的人可以分享同样的 folders， 同样的 documents 啊，他们啊，一个，你所做的呢，很多人可以同时看来，同时做一个 project 哦。
You know, and today there are technologies like Google Docs or Dropbox that allows the shared folder to be worked on by many people.
其实你在公司哦，那个有的那个 project 几百万呢、啊，你怎么可能一个人做呢？一定是大家一起做的。
And in a job, there may be projects that are worth millions of dollars that you cannot do by yourself.
所以在这个时代啊，啊，我们要学防虫啊，分队而出啊。我们要学习 divide and conquer， 我们要学习怎么样把事情分析一点，那大家一起来把它完成啊。
And so in these times, we need to learn how to divide and conquer and break things down into smaller details.
那个防虫分队而出，除了分工合作以外，它还一点就是说，它是积极进取的，它是一波来，接着另外一波又来的那种力量啊。
And the locusts, they divide and conquer, and they also continue in their efforts that one after another will come.
啊，这个力量啊，真的，我们中国话说用排山倒海而来。那个一批蝗虫来走了，另外一批又来啊，这个是一个很大的合作的一个力量。
And they will come one after another, in great bunches, and this will create great destruction.
今天可能你生命当中遇到相当多的困难。
And today in your life, you may encounter many difficulties.
我们真的可以从蝗虫来学智慧啊，要懂得啊啊分队啊，这个来啊来分队啊，然后这种一波接一波的力量来处理我们人生的事情啊。
And we need to learn from the locusts and to divide these work and work together to solve these problems.
这个雅各在一生当中啊啊遇到一个困难，就是。本来骗他哥哥要、啊、他哥哥要杀他，后来他回家，他哥哥带四百个人来找他。
And Jacob encountered a difficulty where his brother he deceived his brother, and his brother came after him with 400 men.
那心里想说，这下哥哥可能是来报仇的，完蛋了。他们四百个人，我们家大概二十几个人呢。
And he thought to himself that his brother came to
十几个哈，加仆人大概二十几个。
And came to seek revenge, and they have 400 people, and I only have 20 in my family.
那他怎么办呢？
And he thought to himself what he should do.
他就是用分队而出的方法。来解决他生命的难题啊。
And so he divided the team to solve the problem.
我们来看创世纪三十二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 32.
创世纪三十二章。
Genesis chapter 32.
三十二章呢，我们从数节看到十四节看到、啊、大卫准备了五百多头的牲畜做礼物啊，要给他哥哥啊。
And in verse 14, we see that Jacob prepared more than 500 goats and rams for his brother.
那他怎么样啊、来把这个礼物送给他哥哥？就是分队而出啊。
And how did he deliver this gift to his brother? He divided the team.
我们来读十八节、十九节。
Let's read verse 18 and 19.
这是他教他仆人啊，怎么样跟他的哥哥以扫说的话。
And this is what he taught his servants to say to his brother, Esau.
你就说你仆人雅各的是送给我主以扫的礼物。他自己也在我们的后头，第十九节。
19.
又吩咐第二、第三和一切赶群畜的人说：“你们遇见以扫的时候，也要对他，也要这样对他说啊。”怎么说呢？啊，就是说哈、哦，你看到、哦、那个以扫， 看到这个 一群人呢、啊、赶着几头牛羊群来、哦、然后呢以扫就问哎，这是谁家的动物啊、哦、
And so when Esau saw these animals, he would ask the shepherd, whose animals are these?
然后他们就哦，这是你仆人雅各的啦，要送给我主人以扫的啦。
And they would say to Esau, this is your servant Jacob's, and it is a gift to Esau.
那这一对过去了，另外一对来也是说同样的话，哦，这是我你仆人雅各的，要送给我主人以扫的啦。
And another team will come after them and also say the same words.
那第三队也是这样讲啊。
And the third team will come and say the same words.
这个很有效耶，后来真的是他的哥哥收了这些礼物啊，也和好了。
And this has great effects. After his brother received these gifts, they were able to reconcile.
你不相信这个力量哦，下次如果你跟你太太吵架，你试试看。
If you don't believe in this, then next time you have argument with your wife, you could try this.
要准备礼物哦。
You need to prepare gift.
不能太少，至少500头牲畜以上。
And this gift cannot be too little. You must be more than 500.
不要一次送给他，他一下就忘记了。你要分次。
And you can't give it to her all at once. You need to give it to her a little at a time.
第一次可以请你儿子哈、哦。带一打玫瑰花，然后叫你儿子送给你太太哦。你叫你儿子讲，这是哦。你的仆人，我的爸爸送给爸爸的主人，我的妈妈的啦。
And you could ask your son to give her a dozen roses and say, "This is your servant given to his master, his wife, a gift."
那再过两个小时哦，你换你儿子哈、哦，买一盒巧克力，拿一盒巧克力给你太太。
And maybe a few hours later, ask your son to give your wife a box of chocolates.
然后你儿子讲通的话，这是你的仆人哦，我的爸爸送给他的主人妈妈的啦。
And have your son say the same thing. This is your servant, my father, a gift for his master, who is my mother.
再过两个小时，不能马上全部给完。再过两个小时哈、哦，然后呢，再送一支这个 Mercedes-Benz 的钥匙。
And after two more hours. Then you give her a keys to a Mercedes-Benz.
保证啊，从今以后他不是啊，那个吵架的事情就没有了。
Then I will guarantee that if you forget about the argument.
这个婚对而出啊，吼，这是防虫的智慧啊。我们有时候在解决我们生命的困难的时候啊，你也可以考虑用一下。
And to divide and conquer, this is the wisdom of the locust. And when you encounter difficulties in your life, try this.
这个一对接一对，一波接一波。我们中文说“精诚所至，金石为开”。你这样一直的去，一直的去，这个人家会感动的。
And if you keep continue to try and try and try, you will be able to move the person.
刘备请诸葛孔明，一下请不到，三顾茅庐，一次不行，两次不行，第三次，诸葛孔明被他请到了。
And
圣经上也是这样讲啊，那个寡妇啊，求一个不义的官，一次不行，两次不行，再来再来，那个不义的官啊，算了，你太啰嗦了，我帮你伸冤算了。这个就是婚对而出啊，你一次两次，一波再一波的啊，来处理你生命的难题啊。
And the Bible also records the widow asking the unjust official to try again and again, and finally the official relented.
这是啊，蝗虫给我们的智慧。
And this is the wisdom from the locust.
今天我们做圣工也是一样啊。
Today is the same way when we're doing the holy work.
马可福音六章第七节啊，耶稣差遣门徒是。一对两个一对两个一对一对的出去了。
In Mark chapter 6 verse 7, when the Lord Jesus sent out the disciples, he sent them out in teams of two.
2 as a team 哦，一个 team 一个 team 出去，这个是蝗虫政策。
And this team of two, this is the plan of the locust.
这个我们在教会做教会这个圣工也是一样哦。
And in doing the holy work in church is the same.
你看我们帮忙中南美哦，比如说是巴西，我们就有两个传道一组。每年四个梯次啊，两个传道一组去负责这四个梯次的工作。
And in the work in the South America, we will send team of two preachers four times a year to help them with the work.
那阿根廷也是一样，我们也是有两个传道在那边负责哈、哦，帮忙啊，他们本身有传道。
And in Argentina, it's the same way. We also send the preachers to help them.
现在多米尼加，我们计划每年暑假都派我们的青年去做开拓的，一批再一批的。希望把这个地方真的把它开拓起来。
In the Dominican Republic, every summer we'll send youth to go and do the pioneer work.
我们希望我们能够用蝗虫的分队而出来处理我们家里的事情， 也来应用到我们做圣工的方法。
And we hope that we can use the wisdom of the locusts to divide and conquer to solve our problems and also to in doing holy work.
我们再来看最后一个小动物，但是也很聪明哈。
And let's study the last creature that's also wise.
我们来看箴言的30:28.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 30:28.
箴言30:28.
Proverbs chapter 30:28.
守宫用爪抓，却住在王宫。请读。
And the spider skillfully grabs his hands, and it is in king's palaces.
英文叫 spider， 中文是lizard， 是吧
？Lizard，
哈、哦，那个小蛇也叫 lizard， 是吧？
哎 ，lizard，
哎，小蛇也叫 lizard。这个守宫啊，就是一种小蜥蜴啊，哈、
哦。And and this is a small lizard.
小弟以前住乡下，那个房子里面呢、常常屋顶上面会爬一些小蜥蜴。
And I live in the countryside when I was young, so there are often lizards in our house.
这边提到说这个蜥蜴啊，它虽然用手抓呢，其实它手蛮小的，但是呢，它想办法要住到王宫里面去。
And the lizard, although it has a small hands, but it tries to live in the king's palace.
这个蜥蜴不太容易抓它，因为它有一种断尾逃生的技术啊。你一抓它，尾巴一断啊，它就溜走了。
And it's very hard to capture the lizard because they could sever their tail and run away.
那不同种类的有一种还可以变颜色啊，哦，它到某一种环境啊，它就跟那个环境的颜色是一样的。
And some lizard can also change their color to blend in with the environment.
虽然它那么小，但它总是要想尽办法到一个更安全的环境啊。
Although it's very small, but it often tries to go into a safer place.
小弟啊，住在乡下，有时候看到外面呢、风吹雨打，下雨下很大，很多动物在外面呢、这个鸭啦、鸡啦、有时候都没有这些 lizard 在房子里面舒服。
And when I live in the countryside, when the rain comes, I see that the chickens and the ducks, they're not as comfortable as this lizard.
其实今天动物都有一种追跑到一个更好的地方求生的本能了。
And all animals have the instinct to go to a better place and to survive.
小弟看到一个 video clip 哈，一个影片啊，就是当这个东南亚海啸来的时候的大象的一个表现。
And I saw a video clip of how the elephant acted when the tsunami came.
这个那个大象本来是在游客，然后在那个游乐区啊，在游客这样到处跑的啦。
And the elephants were originally in the tourist area, giving the tourist rides.
但是那个影片里面哦，他也是把游客载上来哦，但是放到他的背上哦，但是一上来的时候就不听那个不听指挥者的话，他就哇一直跑，一直跑，一直往上坡跑啊。
And once the tourists climb onto the elephant would not listen to the trainer and ran higher and higher.
我说这个大象也是很好心哦，等到把人载上来之后再跑啊。
I thought the elephant had very good heart. He only ran after he had his.
但是他耳朵很大，他听到那个海浪来的声音哦，那个海啸来的声音。他知道怎么样求生，怎么样跑到一个更好的环境。
And perhaps he had big ears so that he could hear the sound of the tsunami, so he knew how to survive.
那守宫那么小，他也懂得这样做啊。
And the lizard is also very small, but he also knows this.
那今天其实我们人也是有一种动物性的本能啊，我们人都是往高处爬啊，虽然水是往低处流的。
Being men today, we also have an animal instinct to go to a higher place.
所以我们人总是往一些比较好生存的地方呢去移动。
And so we often move to a place that is easier to survive.
最近小弟到阿根廷去啊，就会说阿根廷车子变很多。
And recently I went to Argentina, I felt that the cars have increased.
你知道很多欧洲啊，比如说希腊啦、意大利啦，他们现在经济很不好啊。那本来从阿根廷回到欧洲国家的很多人又在回流到阿根廷这个地方来。
And we know that the economy in Italy and Greece is not very good, so many of the people from Argentina went back to Argentina.
所以我们人总是会往一个更好的住家环境、更好的空间，我们去那边过生活。
And so we often try to go to a better environment to live.
但是我们仔细想一想哦。
But if you think about this closely,
人间真的有一些地方真的像王宫一样没有什么东西让你忧虑的地方吗？
Is there a place in on the earth that's like a palace that you don't have to worry about anything?
你说加州是一个好地方了、哦、
And we say that California is a good place.
真的，住来住去，加州，我小弟认为最好的地方还是加州跟夏威夷是最好的地方。
And of all the places I lived in, I feel California and Hawaii are the two best places to live.
加州也有野火啊，加州也有这个地震啊。你说像皇宫吗？也不像啊。
In California, there's the wildfires and also earthquake. So this is not really like a palace.
所以更重要就是我们要住到一个真的，我们的心里觉得像王宫，我们心里觉得很享受、很平安的地方。其实那个就是永生神的家了。
And so if we want to go to a place where we feel a peaceful at heart, this is the house of the eternal Lord.
因为我们天上的神就是万王的王、万主的主。
Because our God in heaven is the King of Kings.
他的王宫啊，教会就是永生神的身体。啊、教会就是圣灵的居所，就是那个充满万有者所充满的。
And the church is the house of the Lord, and this is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以，当我们在这个人世间呢、啊，你要找一个更安全、让你安心的地方呢，要懂得啊啊，像守宫一样呢，住到神的家里面来啊。
And so, if you want to find a place that you will feel peaceful and safe, you need to be like the lizard and come to the house of the Lord.
先知应许我们，在这个神的殿啊，神要施平安哦。
And the prophet promises in the house of the Lord, he will give peace.
神应许所罗门王，你所做的殿，我的眼睛，我的心，要常常在跟这个殿啊里面的人同在。
And the Lord promised King Solomon that he will be with the people who are in this temple.
所以当你来到神的家，神的眼睛，慈爱的眼睛一直看着你哦。神的心啊，就好像你的心在你孩子身上一样，神的心啊，也常常会在你的身上一样啊。
So when you come to the house of the Lord, the eyes of the Lord will be on you, and His heart will be with you.
所以今天我们真的无论虽然再努力哦，再没有手工，就是像手工一样，我们真的是有时候觉得自己很软弱哦。我们真的很软弱，但是我们真的要想办法、啊啊、常常住在神的家中、啊、
And so we often feel like this lizard. We feel that we're weak, but we also need to try to live in the house of God.
我们如果在这个世界上能够住在神的家，将来我们就有一个永恒的天家可以去。
And if we could live in this house of the Lord on earth, then in the future we'll have a house of the Lord in heaven to go.
我们来看哥林多后书四章十六节到十八节。
Let's turn to Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
哥林多后书四章十六节到十八节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
哥林多后书四章十六节到十八节。所以我们不上当，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天心似一天。十七节
17.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，为要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节
18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。今天呢、啊，我们不要只去想念了、啊、这个看得见的世界的住家。
And so today we should not only look at the house that we could see today.
啊，这个都是为过去的。
These were all past.、
啊、但是我们要看到神为我们预备那个王宫，那个更美好的地方。
But we need to look at the palace that the Lord has prepared for us.
啊，圣经上讲那是极重永远无比的荣耀啊。
And the Bible said this is an eternal weight of glory.、
啊、你看那个手工哦，那个手工，那个照片不晓得他有没有秀出来哦。那个手实在是很小，因为手工本来就很小啊。
You see the lizard, their hand is very small, because they're small themselves.
你看他手上可以抓什么
？And what can they grasp in their hand?
事实上，如果你注意的话，手工不是用手抓东西吃的，他是用舌头抓，舌头去吃东西的，是用舌头吐出来去抓虫的。
And the lizards do not grab the food with their hands, but they grab it with their tongue.
今天我们活在这个世间哦，我们这个双手，其实你能够抓什么东西呢？
And in this world today, what can your hands grab onto?
你抓到最后，发觉到我们是捕风啊，两个手是空的。
And the more you try to grab onto things, the more you'll find that you will be empty-handed.
所以重要的是不是我们抓到什么，重要的是我们真的可以进到那个永生神的城邑里面去啊。
And what is important is not what we can hold on to, but whether or not we can go to the palace of the Lord.
人生的变化真的很快。
And the changes of life is truly fast.
上一次小弟来南加州的时候，几个月前吧，南加州喜瑞都教会啊，不到很短的时间办了三场丧礼。
And the last time I was here in Cerritos Church, in a very short time, they had three funerals.
我们敬爱的同龄啊，他们已经到一个最美好的王宫里面去了。
And our beloved brothers and sisters, they have already gone to a better place.
你真的没有想到什么时候会来呢
？And you cannot imagine when the time will come.
来得那么快，教会真的来不及准备，三场几乎在差不多的时候。
And it came so quickly that they had three funerals in a very short time.
死不可怕。
And death is not
可怕的是我没有办法进到那个永远的地方了，永远的天家，神为我们所预备的。
But what is fearful is that we cannot enter into the place that the Lord has prepared.
所以今天我们要从手工学聪明哦。
And so today we must learn from the wisdom of the lizards.
在世上常常入神的家。
And in this heaven, in this earth, we need to go to the house of the Lord.
将来可以回到天家。
In the future, you will be able to go to the heavenly home.
盼望我们可以从这些小动物来学聪明。
And hopefully we could learn from these wise creatures.
能够过着更有意义的人生。
And to live a more meaningful life.
我们来唱。